live interface on IYFWrestling.com. Here's Sean Jacobs.
Welcome to IYFW Interface. I am Sean Jacobs, and we here at In Your Face Wrestling are getting ready for M3 Memories, Moments, and Mayhem 2016, the biggest show of the year for In Your Face Wrestling, and it happens each and every year. And this year is happening at the Polish Community Center in Albany, New York. An all-day event with a solid lineup of wrestling legends featuring one half of the former Midnight Rockers and the Rockers, Marty Jannetty. Former member of the NWO, WCW, and of course, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Scott Norton. 30-year ring veteran, WWE badass, and former Tough Enough coach, Hardcore Bob Holly. And from the steel mines of Detroit, Michigan, former WCW and WWE heavyweight champion, the 7-foot-tall, big, sexy Kevin Nash. And they're all coming to In Your Face Wrestling, March 12th, the Polish Community Center in Albany, New York. Get your tickets now. It's an all-day convention. Special start time of 2 p.m. That's right, 2 p.m. is all day. It's a convention. It's the M3. More on that here in just a little bit. But let's get you caught up with In Your Face Wrestling action. Last time at We Stand Alone, we kicked off the night with action with the newcomer to IYFW, Jason Xavier, defeating Aftershock in his debut. Can't wait to see more from this young upstart. Up next, we had CJ Scott, the big bad wolf of In Your Face Wrestling, of course, the man who would retire Franz Roddy months ago and had become like a dark cloud upon In Your Face Wrestling, issuing an open challenge to anybody in the locker room. And the last man I would think to answer that challenge came out, and that would be Cameron Yates. Cameron Yates, of course, one of the brand new upstarts here in Your Face Wrestling. After his failed tag team attempts with Sebastian Kelly, felt a need to prove himself to IYFW, decided to answer the call. And of course, Sebastian Kelly would try to talk some sense into Yates before he went into the ring, but dedication, determination, maybe a little stubbornness weren't enough to overcome the big bad wolf here of IYFW. A brave attempt nonetheless. Zane Maverick eked out a win over IYFW's own Zach Clayton after interference from Clayton last victim, Garrett Holiday. Holiday stormed the ring looking for payback from Clayton. A feud heating up here at IYFW. Next up at We Stand Alone, we had the reunion of Shooter Storm and Aubrey St. John, the Jerry Springer reunion, live at the Polish Area Community Center. Always a good time seeing Aubrey St. John back here at IYFW. And of course, that wouldn't be all. Shooter Storm would have a match against Fox Vineyard, and Fox Vineyard eking out a win over Shooter Storm in a three-way match for the New Breed Championship. The New Breed Champion, Damon Ravage, would have to face Dewey Murray, Len Oddity, and Jimmy Jack Cash. Of course, not long into the match, the IndyCard Mafia would interject themselves once again into IYFW business when they would set their sights on their target, Len Oddity, in this match, allowing Damon Ravage to get the pin on Dewey Murray, retaining his New Breed Championship. Speaking of the IndyCard Mafia, they would come out victorious over Northern Fury in the 5 more minutes rematch between the IndyCard Mafia and Northern Fury. I think we all saw that Northern Fury had no chance with only 5 minutes left in the match. The IndyCard Mafia had pretty much just set their sights on IYFW, setting their sights on Tag Team Gold, the IndyCard Mafia. We had a battle royal for the number one contendership to the New Breed title, featuring Benjamin Blackwell, Jet Rebel, The Assassin, Len Oddity, Fox Vineyard, and his Fox, and so many more, and his Fox mascot, among others. And as much fun it is to watch on television, they're a whole lot better to see in person. The Fox would be instrumental to Fox Vineyard's win in the Battle Royal, the number one contender now for the New Breed Championship, Fox Vineyard. He will face Damon Ravage at Memories, Moments, and Mayhem. Up next at We Stand Alone, Kennedy Copeland would have her debut match with Haley Shadows with the IndyCard Mafia following directly behind, defeating Kennedy Copeland in what you might as well just call a handicap match, a match Copeland was forced into by the Secretary of Event Content, Ivana Leach. Haley Shadows, having far more experience than Copeland, Copeland just couldn't overcome the odds. And of course, now Copeland has to find a tag team partner or face two women on her own at Memories, Moments, and Mayhem. We saw the letter at IYFWrestling.com, which pretty much stated the Secretary of Event Content, Ivana Leach, has decided, in her own words, to end Kennedy Copeland. Copeland has to find a partner for Memories, Moments, and Mayhem, or else take on Ashley Vox and Delmi Exo. And of course, Ivana Leach has decided to be the referee in this matchup. Good luck to Kennedy Copeland, and I hope she finds herself a partner for Memories, Moments, and Mayhem. In a four-way dance, we had Matic, IYFW Tag Team Champ Chip Stetson, Ryan Cassidy, and Hurricane Barriqua. A lot of action here in this matchup. IYFW Tag Team Champ Chip Stetson picking up the win in that four-way dance. Up next, we had the Pantheon of Roman Dominguez, The Pillar, and Sal Morocco, setting the tag team division on fire as of late themselves here in IYFW, defeated Sebastian Kelly and Axel Lennox. Lennox abandoned Kelly, allowing Pantheon to get the win. Cameron Yates came to the ring to meet Kelly to try to help him out, but Kelly, already frustrated by the match, would take his aggression out on Yates. Kelly would then leave the ring with Dr. Philip Basket. Dr. Basket, you've seen him at prior shows. He comes down, scoping out some of the matches, goes to the back, quite quiet, always a mystery. And now the mystery thickens, the plot thickens. Sebastian Kelly walking out with Dr. Basket. What's going to happen next? I don't know. Memories, Moments, and Mayhem, March 12th, be there. And in the main event at Wheat Standalone, we had Elite Terrell was slated to challenge Drake Evans for the In Your Face Championship. But the Secretary of Event Content, Ivana Leach, of course, had different plans, saying Terrell didn't hold any special contendership to the title, although holding the New Breed Championship for over a year. She declared this would now be a tag team match between Terrell and Drake Evans facing the IndyCard Mafia. We've talked about these guys plenty already for We Stand Alone, making themselves feel quite at home here at In Your Face Wrestling. Facing IndyCard Mafia member Cassius Kutcher and Mr. Canada Ricky Williams. Eminon and Brewington, of course, couldn't leave well enough alone and got involved in the match. But Evans brought in Chip Stetson and Len Oddity as backup. Fed up with the IndyCard Mafia, Evans announced that this feud would be ended once and for all at Memories, Moments, and Mayhem, March 12th at the Polish Area Community Center in Albany, New York. So it'll be Drake Evans, Chip Stetson, Len Oddity, and Elite Terrell facing Cassius Kutcher, Eric Eminon, Thomas Brewington, and Mr. Canada Ricky Williams. But of course, Evans would have one more surprise in store. He would announce that in their corner at Memories, Moments, and Mayhem in Albany, none other than Big Sexy Kevin Nash himself would be in their corner. Which brings us to Memories, Moments, and Mayhem, an all-day event starting at 2 p.m. Get your tickets now. Lots of stars, lots of action, lots of vendors, and an all-day event. We do it each and every year, and this year at the Polish Community Center, our brand new home here in Albany, New York. We've got quite a few matches already lined up for Memories, Moments, and Mayhem. Let's run it down. We've got a rumble for the number one contendership for the IYFW Heavyweight Championship. We've also got Jimmy Jack Cash taking on All Good Anthony Green, brand new here to IYF Wrestling, versus Shooter Storm in a three-way matchup. Sebastian Kelly takes on the backwoods brawler Dewey Murray. Bobby Ocean over at IYFWrestling.com has issued an open challenge to the legend himself, Bob Hawley. Will Hawley go hardcore on Bobby Ocean? Plus, we got CJ Scott taking on Doug Summers. Tyrek versus Sean Carr. In a four-way tag team match, we've also got the return of the Barbarians facing Benjamin Blackwell and Wrecking Ball Ligursky versus Tripp and Axel Lennox versus The Fellowship. And like I said earlier, the Secretary of Event Content, Ivana Leach, has decided that, in her own words, she wants to end Kennedy Copeland. Copeland must find a tag team partner or else face Ashley Vox and Delmi Exo on her own. And of course, we got Marty Jannetty, Scott Norton, Bob Hawley, and of course, Big Sexy Kevin Nash. Special start time, 2 o'clock, Polish Community Center, March 12th. Memories, Moments, and Mayhem. We'll see you at M3.